Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you.
So what have you made of the debate so far over the last couple of weeks?
Well, in a way, it's unfortunate that the debate is focused on what seems to be a nanny state solution of trying to stop restaurants giving free alcohol. And while on the face of it, that wouldn't seem to be much of a problem, we live at a time where it's so necessary to stand up to the liquor industry who wants us to increase consumption. And also, of course, for an alcoholic like myself, it's the first drink that does the damage, so it's possible it would do personal damage. There's absolutely no doubt that the lockout laws have had a big effect in reducing alcohol-related violence around the cross. And I think that police Commissioner Scipione and Premier Mike Baird are to be congratulated for taking on the liquor industry, which is extremely powerful.
Some criticism that Mike Baird's figures earlier this week on social media have been around these lowering of the rates of violence. And it's been said that these rates have been going down for some years anyway before the laws came into effect.
I don't think that's right. It might well be that the figures that Mike Baird are quoting are exaggerated, which is a shame. Mm-hmm. But you asked anybody that works in emergency in hospitals like St Vincent's in Sydney, and they will tell you that there's been a marked decrease in alcohol-related violence. The police will tell you there's a marked decrease in decrease in alcohol-related sex crimes, brain injury, and so on.
If we look at, you mentioned the liquor industry just before. If we look at alcohol's role in the debate, we haven't really sort of focused on that. It's more been about the laws and that sort of stuff. So do you think Australia has an alcohol problem?
Well, I think there's no doubt that Australia has been under the influence of alcohol ever since white settlement. In fact, indeed, the currency was alcohol at the time of the Rum Corps and the overthrow of Governor Bligh.
But do you think there needs to be more of an assault or more of an approach towards changing the sort of culture in the modern day Australia?
Absolutely. What we need to do is to change the connection between alcohol and glamour, alcohol and sexual and sporting success. The liquor industry knows that every one in five people who drink alcohol will eventually finish up with a severe problem with alcohol. They know they're selling an addictive drug, but they do absolutely nothing about it.
What about aggression in young men, which seems to be another issue that I think needs exploration in this sort of area?
Oh, aggression in young men, alcohol-related domestic violence, they're integrally connected. And certainly alcohol plays a big part in domestic violence and other forms of assault.
Critics of these lockout laws are saying things like, we're taking away individuals' choice and freedom and we're punishing everyone for the actions of just a few. What would you say to those arguments?
I'd say the matter is too important to be diverted by claims like that. What really matters is the effect on human life, and we now realise the tremendous harmful effects that alcohol has upon the emerging human brain. And there's a culture where young men and young women get absolutely smashed and do themselves brain injuries.
Okay, and one last question, Professor. A lot of focus has been on the casinos and how they're exempt from the lockout laws. And, you know, there's been all sorts of allegations made between why that might be so. Do you think they should be subject to the same laws as the rest of the CBD and King's Cross?
I certainly do, and indeed I think that those lockout laws should apply throughout Sydney, throughout New South Wales and throughout Australia.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Professor Ross Fitzgerald, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.